I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works, and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha ha! The Video Game Review. Yeah! The Video Game Review. What what? The Video Game Review. Ha! The Video Game Review. What what what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review.
Come on, people, now!
Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's what I have said. The Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome to another live edition of the Video Game Review. I am your humble host, Rick Tittle, coming to you from Sports Byline USA, coast to coast, border to border, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. Shout out to all the brave men and women in uniform that keep us safe and allow us to do this frivolity and mirth. And I know that the video games are very important to our troops out there as well. It's a little home cooking for you, so it's great to have you with us wherever you are listening. 500 outlets, 177 countries, ships at sea, TuneIn app, iHeartRadio app, Stitcher app, all apropos applications for receiving the program here at Sports Byline USA. And it is sports 24/7 except for this 1 hour, whereas me and you we'll talk about video games, not just sports video games, but all video games. And I'd love your participation. Neophytes, newbies, hardcore gamers, and everybody in between. 1-800-878-PLAY. Don't write it down, dial it up. 1-800-878-7529. Questions, comments, or concerns in the video game world. I will give away a brand new game at 25 after today. Normally at 40, but I do have an interview. Talk a little backyard sports. That's right. It's making a comeback from the 90s. Lindsay Barnett will join us from Backyard Sports at 40 after the hour, a little more than a half hour from now. Also tell you the new releases, what's coming out this week, and also the news, what's going on in the video game world, which, of course, is more lucrative than the motion picture industry. Not kidding. Makes more money because it's better. That's all good. We also stream through sportsbyline.com. Go there, click listen live. Any emails, rick@sportsbyline.com. We're on sbnationlive.com. We're on Sirius XM 211, the Dan Patrick channel, as well, coast to coast. And however which way you can get us, CRN, Digital Cable Radio Network, Channel 2. It's all here for you. I'm Rick Tittle. This is the Video Game Review, so get on back on Sports Byline USA.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airline airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call Skywatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Progressive knows road trips without your pet can be tough.
Hi, this is Next Stop Dog Boarding.
Hi, it's Scott again. How's Squeaks doing? You can tell if he's stressed by his eyebrows. Oh, and his breathing should sound like this.
Scott, Squeaks is exactly the same as last time you called.
Okay, let's talk in 20 to see if anything's changed.
With Progressive, your pet is covered up to $1,000 in vet bills in case of a car accident. So next time, you can take your pet with you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states. Coverage for dogs and cats is included with the purchase of collision coverage and subject to policy terms.
Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Right now, get a free select tool when you buy the Craftsman V20 2-Pack Battery Kit. Whether it's the backyard, the bathroom, or beyond, Craftsman has the tools to help you power through and get the project done right. Because DIYing is unpredictable, but your tools shouldn't be. Shop Craftsman at Lowe's today. Valid through 6/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome back to the Video Game Review. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. Coming up the next segment, I'll give away a brand new game. You can win it by just using the second correct answer or giving me the second correct answer at the email address, rick@sportsbyline.com. And you can use that address for the end of the show as well. For the cheat code. You might have heard this week that a video game based on the Disney and Marvel Black Panther movies has been scrapped at EA because of the closure of the developer Cliffhanger Games. And as a result of EA shuttering Cliffhanger, a lot of employees have been laid off at that studio and across EA's mobile and central teams. And there were a lot of staffers that were cut. Now, this is less than the 300 EA let go of last month when they had another Titanfall game coming out and they canceled that. So they do say that they're going to try and place individuals throughout other teams in EA. There was an email sent to staff on Wednesday, and EA Entertainment President Lori Meili said that these moves were made to, quote, sharpen our focus and put our creative energy behind the most significant growth opportunities. It just means it's a money decision. And I'm not taking sides, but it's just always funny that the way they word it, it just means, well, we want to save money, so you're out. And this is the third round of layoffs EA has made this year, because I mentioned the 300. That was back in April. And one-third of the cuts were made at Respawn. That was the developer that was making the Titanfall and another project as well that we didn't know about. But they said that both of those were in early stage incubation. So, look, they can put whatever terms they want on it, but we're not going to get those games now. And a lot of the layoffs also affected people working on Apex Legends and Star Wars Jedi. So, you know, this isn't groundbreaking news unless you're one of the people who unfortunately lost their job than it is. But it is too bad, because I think a lot of people were excited to get a Black Panther video game. Also, staying in the matter of video game business, the quality assurance testers at the video game holding company ZeniMax announced on Friday that they have reached a tentative agreement with Microsoft. Now, this is a union that does this. Microsoft bought ZeniMax 4 years ago. So what this represents is Microsoft's first union contract in the United States. It's been a little over 2 years since about 300 of those QA testers announced that they were unionizing through the Communications Workers of America, and they said they've been negotiating with Microsoft ever since. Now, it's an interesting thing when it comes to unions in the entertainment world. And I worked in sports television all through the 90s. And I remember I once was going to change a burned out bulb and a light, and everybody panicked. They're like, you cannot move that bulb. We have to get, whether it was NAB or whatever the union was, has to be a union person. And then another guy told me that he moved a microphone 1 foot from one chair to the other, and they almost had to let him go because he touched a microphone and he wasn't in the union. So I understand, I think we all do, why unions are there, because fat cats were exploiting the workers and a union keeps them safe. But on the other hand, you get into the theater of the absurd when it comes to stuff like that. Bloomberg reported that these contract terms with Microsoft also means they get a 13.5% pay rise on July 1st. And so they're going to ratify the contract coming up on June 20th. The QA tester and union bargaining committee member Paige Branson said, "This is a monumental victory for all current video game workers and for those that come after." So ZeniMax QA workers were the first to unionize at Microsoft, and other teams have followed suit. And the CWA says now it counts more than 2,000 Microsoft video game workers as members. So, and that's something that has very much changed over the years, because it used to be when you had Q&A, well, now they used to call them beta testers. And those were the ones that were usually, you'd see a... it used to be an ad in the paper back when newspapers were around back in my day. But now it's just something on a, you know, video game job page, and you would get paid pennies on the dollar. And they would just send the early beta versions out to people, and they were like, do everything you can to break this. You know, where, and I'll never forget when I was playing Skyrim, which I absolutely loved. And I was coming down the hill on my horse, and the horse literally got between a rock and a hard place. It was actually a tree in the mountain, but I couldn't move. And so I had to turn I couldn't even quit out of it, because there are some of these games, like basically in a lot of FPS games, first-person shooters, it'll say redeploy because they don't want to write suicide. And in real life, you can't respawn. Unless you're, I don't know too many religions to think of instantly respawning, but that was one way of just saying respawn. There wasn't any of that. And that's because you know, and that's what you need these testers for. I'm going to go down that hill and I'm going to see if I can get stuck, or the other way around. What if I go right through that tree? What if there's no collision detection? Kind of like Emmett Smith in Madden when it was on the Genesis, he would literally run through linebackers, and I don't mean over linebackers or going in between them, but Emmett Smith of the Cowboys that year, whatever it was, 92 maybe, he would just run through linebackers. It's just like, that was like his little cheat, I guess. Anyway, when I first saw this headline, I thought maybe it was for the AI workers and or I should say the people who are afraid that AI are going to take over their voices entirely. What's interesting, I just saw something, a headline from the First Lady that there's a book that she has a book on tape, which makes me sound 100, an audio book. And she very proudly says, AI is doing my voice. She's like, this is awesome. It's me, but it's not me. And it's a program that's going to sound exactly like me. So AI is going to read this book. And, you know, look, it probably saves her a lot of time to sit down and read a book out loud, right? All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll give a game away. We'll talk about other stuff. And if you'd like to chime in, it's 1-800-878-7529. This is the Video Game Review. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
The Video Game Review.
Rise.
Hey, thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. Coming up the next segment, I will be interviewing Lindsay Barnett, who is the woman behind the Backyard Sports coming back, making a comeback, and a full generation of kids grew up on those games. So let's give away the game. The way you win it is by being the second correct answer to my email, rick@sportsbyline.com. Why second, you ask? Well, because if it's first, you'll feel like, somebody already did it. And if I say 37th, you're like, that's too weird. The game, that's how I would think, I guess so. The game is called Shadowverse Worlds Beyond. This is a PC game. Developed and published by Cygames, and it just came out today, actually. Here's the blurb. Quote, Shadowverse Worlds Beyond is a strategy card game from the popular Shadowverse CCG with the newly added Super Evolution mechanic and Shadowverse Park. Among other brand new content, there is lots to enjoy for both seasoned and brand new players. So, my question is this a card game, video game, or is this about shadow boxing? Just let me know, rick@sportsbyline.com. Second correct answer wins Shadowverse Worlds Beyond, developed and published by Cygames. C-Y, not P-S-Y. That was the Gangnam Style dude, right? Cy. One hit wonder, at least in this country. I think you probably would. All right. As we see more and more video games being adapted into live features, especially from the streaming services like HBO Max with The Last of Us, and of course the Fallout, Walton Goggins with Prime, and it goes on and on. There's talk now that the Apple TV show Severance might be spinning into a video game. And so Ben Stiller, who is the EP on that, and of course Adam Scott, you want to punch me in my face, don't you? You want to punch me in my face? As a little stepbrothers. They were speaking with Games Radar. And Stiller said he has two spin-off ideas for the show, but he said it would be great to have a Severance video game. And Scott said, I think it lends itself to one. And Stiller has also directed more than half of those Severance episodes. And of course, if you haven't seen it, I'm not giving anything away by telling you that Mark Scout is the lead protagonist, who is Adam Scott's character, Scout, not Scott. They didn't elaborate on what it would be, but they're saying that any projects are nascent. So, and the birth characters, and they also discussed scrapping some of the characters, but I won't get into the actual pieces of the season if you haven't seen it, but I will say this. The show is based on the Stanley Parable. We already heard from the creator. We talked about this about 6 weeks ago. The Stanley Parable was a video game that Severance was based on. And then they're saying, oh yeah, maybe we should have a Severance video game. There is no Severance video game, or is there? It kind of sort of is one. All right. 1-800-878-PLAY. I saw an article the other day. It was called How a USB Stick Gave My PlayStation 3 a New Lease on Life. I thought, what does that mean? So for all the excitement of what is coming next gen, and Sony has been making consoles for a long time, but if you still have a PS3 sitting around, if you get a little creative, you can give it a new life. And so what Anthony said was he got a simple USB stick, and he said he had made it a worthy device alongside his PS5. Now, what happens? He says the key to revitalizing your PlayStation rests in those USB ports, and most models offer two ports. Some of the iterations have four, and then you can play games, update files, load pictures, save pictures, that's the kind of thing. So it means you have to have a separate USB stick or hard drive that connects via USB. Ideally, you want one that has at least 64 gigs. 256 is the most flexibility. It says you can get by with less, but you need to format the drive to FAT32 for the PS3 to recognize it. And the PS3 features USB 2.0 ports, but he says it's better to use a 3.0 connection and then just use an adapter. So the USB port and the drive basically let you turn your PS3 into a computer. You upload files that alter its makeup and the capabilities. The biggest change you have is installing an emulator with your USB drive. Of course, an emulator can basically allow you to create a framework to play games that otherwise only would work on different consoles. And there's emulators for PS1, PS2, Game Boy, Genesis, NES, and all those older devices. So with the proper files, you can transform your PS3 into another console. And so in order to use an emulator, you have to mod your PS3. And there are some sites online that offer step-by-step guides to how you do this. And you have to seek out the appropriate emulator to unlock a specific console, put it on the drive, connect it to the PC and PS3, and then install it. So once you have the emulator set up and you're ready to go, you can use your hard drive to play the games via files instead of using a disk. You download the games to the drive, and with the right emulator, you can play them right off the USB stick using your PS3 controller. And so that will keep your PS3 updated and runs safely and smoothly. You can also update games. You can open up audio, video, and image files as well. But even though it's, you know, modding is popular, it's not exactly encouraged. I mean, Sony strongly discourages modding on your PS3. But how many people are playing with their PS3 right now? You know, and so that's why I think it is pretty cool. And you say to give it a new lease on life like that to, I mean, think about it. That was the most powerful system that there was when it came out. All right. Let's get to the upcoming games this week, because I have an interview coming up after the commercial here. These are all Tuesday releases, unless otherwise noted. Cyber Knights Flashpoint for the PC. Hapucom for the PC, PS5, PS4. Void Scout for the PC. Void Sayer for the PC. Dagger Directive for the PC. Midnight Mayhem, PC. Ultra Mega Cats, PC. Deltarune on the PC, the Switch, the PS4, the PS5. But then you also have Deltarune Chapter 1, Deltarune Chapter 2, and then a different version of Chapter 3 for the PC and the Switch, and then Delta 4 for the 4 and the Switch. I don't know what's going on with that. Bravely Default Flying Fairy HD Remaster on the Switch. You also have Cyberpunk 2077 Ultimate Edition. Let's hope it doesn't crash. Loblaw F-Zero GX which is also available on the Switch 2. Remember, the Switch 2 will be launching FX0GX on the Switch 2. Fast Fusion on the Switch 2. Fortnite on the Switch 2. It's a big launch. Fortnite Festival on the Switch 2. These are all now, let's see, Tuesday. These are all Friday games. Fortnite Rocket Racing on the Switch 2. Hitman World of Assassination, Switch 2. Hogwarts Legacy, Switch 2, unless you're boycotting it. Kunitsu Gami Path of the Goddess on the Switch 2. Fortnite Odyssey on the Switch 2. Here it comes. Mario Kart World, Switch 2. Nintendo Switch 2 Welcome Tour. This is available. I'm sure it's already there. But just these are all launch games. Nogabaga's Ambition, Awakening Cleep Edition, Puyo Puyo Tetris 25, Ridge Racer, Rune Factory, Guardians of Azuma, Sid Meier's Sid 7, Sonic X Shadow Generation, Soul Calibur 2, Split Fiction, Survival Kids, Legend of Zelda, Breath of the Wild, Legend of Zelda, Tears of the Kingdom, Legend of Zelda, Wind Waker, all the way back from the GameCube on the Switch 2. It's big! All right, I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a quick break. Got an interview. Come on back on the Video Game Review.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Do you have diabetes? I'm sure you've seen the television commercials on the new CGM devices from all the top brands and how well they can help you manage your diabetes. Do you have the latest and newest in diabetes technology? The Diabetes Solutions Center carries most of the top brands, and the great news is your insurance may cover most of the cost. Call our special CGM hotline today, and our friendly representatives will help see if you qualify. You could get a new CGM from the top brands at little or no cost to you. Make living with diabetes easier. You are just one free phone call away to learn if your insurance covers the cost. So make this free call today to the Diabetes Solutions Center and learn for free how to get your new continuous glucose monitor.
800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. That's 800-659-7997.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with Need to Sell My Home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you for that, and welcome back to Sports Byline USA, coast to coast and around the world on American Forces. It's our pleasure to welcome Lindsay Barnett to the show. She is the Playground Productions CEO, and we got new news on backyard sports. It all started back on our computers, our Macs and our PCs in 1997 with backyard baseball, and Lindsay, it is, I don't want to say reborn because it didn't die, but we got news, don't we?
We do have news. And by the way, I'm so excited to be here with you today and share some stuff about backyard. This is really exciting.
So from what I hear, the rumor mill, you guys went out and signed dozens and dozens of former athletes rejoining or debuting. What's going on?
Basically, our mission in bringing back the backyard sports franchise has been, first and foremost, to preserve all of the retro titles from 1997 to 2002. So games like Backyard Baseball 97 and Backyard Soccer 98, those games didn't have professional players, but games like Backyard Football 1999 certainly did, and yes, we did have to go out player by player and try to get them all back in the game. And so it's been a real journey, but, you know, we've been on the adventure. And certainly with Backyard Baseball 2001, which was a huge fan favorite, that had 31 professional players from that time. And we've been getting a lot of them, if not all, back in the game. So people will find out real soon.
And this will have the same charm and retro feel. This isn't like a reimagination, like a new incarnation. It's basically we will recognize what we're playing, right?
Oh, yeah. So the six retro titles that we have coming back, which is baseball, football, basketball, soccer, hockey, and then baseball with the pros, those are actually the exact same game from that time. But we've just made them updated for modern devices, which is like, you know, kind of crazy to think that people can play a game that on their cell phone that didn't exist like that in that time.
Well, I just think about, I mean, when you go through the 90s through all the years, you'll go through the original PlayStation and the Game Boy Advance and the GameCube and the PS2 and you know, I just think about all the different, the DS, all the incarnations. So are we the new ones? Are these going to be on not just your phone, but I guess on Steam as well with Windows?
That's correct. So it'll be on Steam for PC. And which is an incredible feat from our developer team, we don't have the source code for the original game. So all of these classic titles are actually being brought back through reverse engineering and CD-ROM hacking. And that's how we've brought them back. But it's pretty crazy because obviously we could get them to every single device if we had that code, but it's been a real process to see where we can and can't bring them back. But I'm very happy that they're all coming to at least Steam and mobile.
And these are your friends over at MegaCat, right?
Yeah, these are the MegaCat Studios guys. They are incredible, based out of Pittsburgh. And obviously Pittsburgh is a huge sports town. Playground is based in Chicago. So we have a little, you know, who loves sports more between the Playgrounders and the MegaCats. But we all love backyard.
I think I can hear a little bit there Lindsay, a little.
Oh, yeah, the accent is strong.
Chicago there, the Polish sausage in the nachos, right?
Some might say it's unfortunate, but just the pure backyard sports is the most Chicago emphasis on letters.
No, I love it. I think it's charming. And I think what people should understand, too, is they'll see a title that says Backyard Soccer 98. They'll be like, wait, isn't this 2025? And that is because it is an homage to that game in 98, right?
That's completely right. So we have taken all of those titles, and the fans, the original fans like me who grew up playing those games in the 90s or 2000s, we only have those on our CD-ROMs. And if you look at your computer, your modern computer, you probably don't have a CD-ROM slot anymore. And so those games can't be played. And our journey has been just to make sure that they're accessible across as many devices and modern devices as possible. And we launched Backyard Baseball 97 on mobile 9 weeks ago. And the response has just been incredible because people are like able to have nostalgic, portable nostalgia.
No doubt. I love how you were a teacher in Chicago, a second grade teacher for a decade before you got into this. And correct me if I'm wrong, you almost were like recognized nationally as one of our best teachers in the country, right?
Well, that is all correct. Yeah, that was a really nice honor. And you know, I loved teaching, and I taught second grade in Chicago Public Schools. And what was incredible is during COVID was when I started to look for great content for my students. And I really, because we were all remote and learning on our computers, I was trying to look back at my childhood to see different computer games that were available. And the Backyard Sports franchise was nowhere to be found. And I really felt like my second graders would have really benefited from being able to play a great game that's fun, funny, no violence, just pure accessible fun. And because it was nowhere to be found, that became my mission then, to track down the rights and figure out a way to bring this brand back. And from that idea point to 2.5 years after it, we were able to do it. So
no, I love the I love the ambition. One of the things too, and you mentioned fun, and I always judge games on one criterion and not, you know, the pixels and the voice acting and the ad campaign, but if it's fun, Tetris, there's nothing exciting graphically about that, but why do we play it? Because it was fun, right? It got addicting. And so with Backyard Sports, the super dunk, anywhere on the court you can dunk, the leapfrog,
right.
you know, the ice cream truck, all those things, it just makes it fun.
Taking all of the imagination that people had when they played as a kid or are playing as a kid and putting them into a game. And that, I think, is so well represented, and the original development team at Humongous did such a great job, because when you're a little kid, if you're playing baseball, you really do think you're hitting it into a different universe when you hit a long homer. And so they've really captured that kind of imagination of a kid. And in football in particular, I mean, I remember running plays that were trick plays like the Hocus Pocus when I was on the playground. So they really resonated. And even to this day, some of the there's some things that people say in, you know, adult softball games, you know, slow pitch softball, where they take it from Backyard Sports and just start saying a jab or a jeer or a cheer. And it's all from the backyard, which is crazy.
That's great. And, you know, just as an aside, when you have to get licensing from MLB and MLS, NFL, NBA, NHL, and then you have the unions for the players of all those things. I mean, is that a long process, a lot of lawyers and red tape, or is it not as bad as I think it is?
No, it probably is. For another game, I think it's probably as difficult and cumbersome as possible. But yes, there's still the same lawyer process and you know, being able to actually have to go through some are, if they're active players, it's an active union. If it's a retired player, it might be a retired union, or maybe they're not in the union. So there's definitely a bunch of different iterations of how to get players back in the game. But this game had so much love from the professional players that were in it that we really found that so many, the majority of the players who were in the original title just wanted to come back in some capacity. And many of them, you know, wanted to show it to their kids or their grandkids who might not have seen them play the sport when they were at the height of their career. And so we really found that to be the case with this specific game, is it just was fun and funny. And everybody wants to share that with their family members. And they were so excited to be back a part of it.
Very cool. So for you as the influence, and you're a fan of the series as well, what game or games where you say, yeah, that was me, that was my idea, that thing?
Well, I think, I mean, first of all, I really grew up around all of these, and I loved them all in different ways. I was an incredibly sporty little girl. The first game came out when I was 5 years old, and I think that's why I fell in love with baseball, was through Backyard Baseball 1997. I really, the game was designed in an accessible way that actually taught kids the rules of the sport. And so I certainly learned how to play baseball and then wound up playing on the T-ball team that summer. But it was interesting because I grew up in Chicago, and that was the 90s were, you know, the best time to grow up in Chicago. And I already was born a diehard basketball fan, but football was something that I really got from this game, because I was very tiny and certainly was not signing up for football. And I learned how to read plays from this game. I loved like playing with the different players like Jerry Rice or Barry Sanders or John Elway. And I actually wound up playing on the flag football team at my school when I was in elementary school, because I loved football so much from this game.
Finally, how do we find out more? Where are we going online?
Yeah, well, we have a really awesome social media channel, Backyard Sports Official. You can follow everything there. You can follow our YouTube. We'll be dropping some very interesting content on there soon. And then we certainly have something to be looking out for on June 12th. There might be a very, very big drop that's happening then. So I definitely stay tuned.
There she is, Playground Productions CEO Lindsay Barnett, and you can hear the fun and the excitement and the passion in her voice. Lindsay, great stuff. Thanks for bringing all these games back, and let's catch up down the road.
Thank you so much. Can't wait to report some more soon.
Good stuff. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a quick break, and we will come on back on Sports Byline USA.
Attention! If you owe money to the IRS, this is an urgent message. The IRS is cracking down by sending out collection letters, garnishing paychecks, seizing bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. They call it enforced compliance, and you better watch out, because penalties and interest on unpaid taxes compound daily, making it even harder to get out of debt. Don't let tax debt destroy your life. You need to call Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax resolution firm. They're experts in taxpayer assistance programs that can save you thousands thousands if you qualify. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Optima's resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. Let them fight on your behalf, helping to put your tax problems to rest. Call the tax professionals at Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-833-0733. 800-833-0733. 800-833-0733.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you. It's time for the cheat code. This comes from Primo. Primo writes in, Rick at sportsbyline.com. Rick, what is the code to get everything in Turok 2? Oh, I love that. Turok 2 is called Seeds of Evil. That was like late 90s on the N64. Well, the password, all caps, one word, beware, oblivion is at hand. Once again, Turok 2, Seeds of Evil, N64, password screen, one word, all caps, beware, no spaces, beware, oblivion is at hand. And you will get everything. And Turok 2, it was an FPS game. I wasn't really in too much to the bows and arrows, Rambo style, in the first one. And you still have the bows and arrows and pistols and rifles and a shotgun and a grenade launcher. But in Turok 2, you get a flamethrower, you get a spear gun. And do you remember the cerebral bore? It was a homing projectile. It would latch onto an enemy's head and then it would drill into their skulls and their heads would explode. It makes me want to play this game right now. It's from Acclaim. Remember that? It was Iguana Studios. But the thing I think I remember most about Turok 2, that was the first game where I used the N64 expansion pack. Looked really cool. And you would put it in that slot. That's what that slot is for. And it would give you high def graphics. And I didn't notice too much of a difference. But it was a fun, I don't want to call it a gimmick, but it kind of was. All right, hey, thanks for tuning into the Video Game Review. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll do it again next week, same time. Coming up next, we got Sports Talk.